Wednesday morning. This is Tree Talk. I'm talking with Mark Hinsley, our tree expert, on various problems that you may well face in your back garden, whether you're developing or whether you're just generally concerned about neighbouring problems. An awful lot of people must be concerned about tree roots damaging their house, Mark. Where do we stand with that?
There's a lot of fear about this, Cameron, and most of it is actually probably unnecessary. The circumstances where tree roots can actually affect the stability of a building are really quite limited, and the main one being you need a shrinkable clay subsoil for the building to be sat on, certainly if the tree's more than about 2 metres away from the building anyway. And in a lot of the areas around here, people are on chalk or they're on sand and gravels and things like that, and those are soils that just don't move from tree root activity, so there really is no risk to them.
How about heave? I mean, I've heard of heave, and if you have a tree cut down, do you then run the risk of those roots coming in underneath your property or not?
Well, the ground will only heave if it has first shrunk. So again, we come back to shrinkable clay soils. I mean, I think another thing to stress here, Cameron, is that building stability is first and foremost a matter of foundations.
I was going to say, in the good old days, we didn't get quite down as far as we do today. So most new properties have got a fairly good foundation, haven't they?
Absolutely. The safest situation, if you're on a heavy clay soil, is actually a new property built near an existing mature tree, because you can be absolutely certain in those, or you should be able to be absolutely certain, that the foundations were designed to cope with the presence of the trees. A little bit more worrying when you get housing developments that have gone on to just green fields where there were no trees, yet trees have been planted around the buildings, because it may be that those foundations were not designed to cope with the trees. There wasn't always enough forward thinking going on.
So the first thing here is certainly to check the soil that the house is sat on. If you wanted more information on that, what sort of line would somebody need to take?
Well, it's a question of getting in a structural surveyor and actually undertaking soil sample tests and sending them away for laboratory analysis to look at how much the soil's desiccated, what its potential for movement is. I mean, you can start on a very basic, just looking at the geological spread maps and find out if you are in an area where there may be clay. Yeah. Like I said, a lot of our Dorset properties are not in those circumstances.
And then again, it's down to the type of tree, isn't it? Certain trees have much far-reaching root systems than others.
But certainly there are some ones that are, if you like, the main culprits. So they tend to be your willows, poplars, and oaks. It's not so much water demand, it's the ability of the root system to penetrate a compacted clay.
Right. Mark, thank you very much indeed for joining us. We'll pick up on various questions in future weeks, I'm sure, and we'll join you again in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Cameron.